1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Headed into the Democratic National Convention, a new poll from ABC News shows a lead for Kamala Harris, even though Donald Trump is trusted more to handle issues of economy and inflation. That poll done by ABC News, The Washington Post, and Ipsos. Trains between New York and Philadelphia stopped from running on Sunday because of severe weather, which also canceled and delayed hundreds of flights. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Connecticut, where several areas dealt with flash flooding over the weekend.
More than 40 people were stranded at a campground after a bridge was washed out, cutting off their escape route. Rescuers rushing to save dozens of drivers trapped in the flooding. Meantime, powerful rain and flooding is also inundating New Jersey and New York.
The Secretary of State is back in the Middle East, Antony Blinken, saying it is imperative to get a ceasefire deal done now. This is his ninth trip to the region since the war began October 7th. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the vice president has been here a number of times, showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people died in a crash in Rock County over the weekend, and authorities believe it's because a driver was impaired. It happened Saturday in Janesville. Police say 32-year-old Cody Diaz ran a red light and hit another car, killing the two people inside it. Janesville police say he failed field sobriety tests. He was arrested for homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, among other charges. And a snag in the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum. We told you earlier this month the state approved $9 million to buy the property on the square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners of the building say it's not for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. Meanwhile, the Veterans Museum disputes that, saying one payment was late because of a processing problem and was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased the space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Packers lose to the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Broncos beating the Packers 27-2 last night. Denver played many of their starters the first half. The only points for Green Bay came when Packers defensive end Zach Morton sacked Denver's third-string quarterback Zach Wilson in the end zone. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our defense competed much harder in the second half, and we just didn't have as many busts. There were still a couple out there, and we had some situations where we had their offense in third and long and gave up big completions, so that's an area that we got to get better at.
So the Packers have the day off before returning to the practice field tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout to complete a three-game sweep of the Guardians at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now 72-52 for the season, 20 games above 500. Even though Christian Yelich is now out for the season after having back surgery, manager Pat Murphy.
Because of guys like Yelly, they've built a culture in there that says, okay, let's win tonight somehow, whatever we got to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Our campaign is the underdog campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And with our joy, we also have to understand that we're still up against some forces.
Yes.
That are trying to divide our country. It pains me the kind of division and the stoking of divisions that has taken place,
yes.
Right? And when we can remind people and create a space for everyone to come where they see each other.
That's
and
the
say,
magic.
Hey, you know, we're all in this together.
It almost feels like everybody's coming out of their house after a blizzard and, you know, a Minnesota reference, and you shovel out, and then you start talking to your neighbors.
Yeah.
How was it the last couple days or whatever it might be? They're re-energizing, and they're mm-hmm. looking for their neighbors. We keep saying, you
That's
keep
right.
talking about the
yeah.
promise of America, and we say, take care of your neighbor. Yeah.
Amen.
Woohoo! We are here. We are live from the DNC. Chris Lavoie.
Hi there.
And me, Jody and Sean back in the studio in L.A. Kamala. Kamala.
Kamala.
I mean, Jody, Sean, it's the electricity here is unbelievable.
I bet.
Do we, you know what's great? As if we're not a big enough radio nerds, mm-hmm. look at Chris and I in these like air traffic controller
things.
It's weird. Isn't this great?
I like it.
Yeah. We're already on Radio Row, so right away, nerd.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, now arriving, gate 4, gate 5, gate 6.
Gate 7. Gate 28. Gate 29.
Gate 50.
We have a Boeing 747 coming in. yeah, it's hard to describe. Well, first of all, Saturday Night Sexy Liberal. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Chris, you know, Jody, you know Chris and I have been giving each other crap for 25 years.
Yeah.
When I got off stage, he gave me a big smile and a thumbs up, and I'm like, you have never, ever told me I'm doing well.
I guess I'm not supportive enough.
I was so thrown off my game momentarily. But, yeah, it was, and then we gave each other, like, a holy crap look at some point because
yeah.
we're standing backstage with Governor Pritzker
yep.
and Mark Hamill
yep.
yeah.
and Chairman Jamie Harrison
yep.
and Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbegs. We're like, holy crap.
That's quite the
show. But the panel was unbelievable. You could still get pay-per-view. And
absolutely.
Everybody said it felt like you're there.
Yeah.
The pay-per-view. It's only $20. SexyLiberal.com.
2024.
Yeah,
I know. 24 cents. But, yeah, it's only – you can watch it again and again. It was really unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
It was just the energy was
yeah.
Insane. And that's the way the whole city is. It's just God.
Everybody's in such a good mood in this city.
I know.
It
I was saying
so
it's a whole
cool. –
well, we didn't do 2020, of course. Nobody did because
right.
of the COVID.
The yeah.
But 2016, I got to say, was a whole different vibe. You
mm-hmm.
could feel, you know, remember the whole Hillary Bernie stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is like Happy Town. This
it is.
Is like Joyville.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
It's Happy Joy time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just the electricity. And Jody, as you know, thank God the speech is tonight because I'm going to be the chick that cries on the radio tomorrow after Joe Biden tonight. I mean, you know, that burst out Saturday night at Sexy Liberal, just the thank you, Joe. And I can't even imagine what tonight is going to be like when Joe Biden speaks. And Hillary Clinton tonight.
Yep.
So, you know, Revenge of the Pussy Hats, that's going on as well.
I haven't seen a single pussy hat since I've been here.
So, no, we're done with that.
Yeah.
We're moving on. We are not going back.
I've seen a lot of Chuck Taylors.
I know. You know, Chris screwed me up, Jody. I wanted to get Chuck's before I left. And then he was like, the art support's not good.
I'm not.
Like, Grandpa, everybody has Chuck's. So now I need to go find Chuck's, Jody.
You're in Chicago. I think you can find them.
He's like, you're not going to like the arch support.
He's not wrong.
You know, once you get to a certain age, the arches fall, and it hurts.
Yeah, we did our first convention by candlelight in a covered wagon.
Yeah, Ben Franklin was there.
It's been a minute. Yeah. So we're here, obviously, it's 8 a.m. Central Time. So let me just say my first guest is going to be a tumbleweed.
Yeah, it's a little sparse in here. Hello.
Yeah. But, Jody, you would be proud of me. The first two people I saw were Molly Jongfest and George Conway when we got here in the lobby, and I literally almost physically tackled them.
Yeah.
Good.
So they're going to be coming on at some point.
Good.
Got their numbers.
Yep.
But they were a little alarmed because, you know me, when I run, I was like, Aah!
Yeah, you look like one of those used car lot, you know, flowy men.
I was like that. Right. She looked a little alarmed, and George was next door. But, I mean, it's, you know, that's the kind of week it's going to be. You just keep running into people that are, I know, I think Tony Goldwyn is, you know, they have a celebrity every night.
Oh, okay.
Who is, Kerry Washington is another night, you know, hosting the whole whatever. But, oh, my God.
And Julie Louis-Dreyfus is going to be hosting a panel of female governors, which is really cool.
Yeah. No, exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we both did our flipping off Trump Tower picture.
I mean, it's what you do as a tourist in Chicago.
It is required by law if you are a Democrat coming to.
Because that tower looms over the entire downtown.
But this is how good the Harris campaign is. Did you see they projected Project 2025 headquarters on Trump Tower?
Yes, I didn't see that. Oh,
they did, yes.
Trump waltz, weird. And then just, you know, Harris waltz, joy, hope, joy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it was fantastic. They're trolling already, and they're not even here yet.
Yeah, expert trolling.
But we were saying Kamala Harris is coming in tonight, right? And so I assume she'll come out at the end of Biden's speech, and there will not be a dry eye.
For the handoff of
there will not be a dry eye in the House. So it's just you can't keep saying the word historic enough. Mm-hmm. Like what this week is gonna.
Yep.
I really seriously feel like we're co-pilots. Like I feel like.
Captain Over.
Over, under,
I'll
under,
be
over.
Abdul Jabbar.
Yeah, Sean, not magic.
Sean is playing the role of autopilot.
Yeah.
Jody blew him up this morning. Oh my God. So yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Jody. I'm already violating the Bob Seska rule. Because it's hard to not get happy, right? Matt Dowd said, brand new ABC News poll out this morning has Harris up 6 over Trump among likely voters. Independents have moved from Trump up by 4 to now Harris up by 11. He is rated lower today than when he lost in 2020. Mm-hmm. But we have that like PTSD from 2016 and you know, and obviously she's moved ahead in a lot of the Sun Belt states and battlegrounds, but the fact that it could still be close in any area is just astounding. I mean, I was saying to Jamie Harrison, Jody, Saturday night, I was like, is the Trump campaign working for us? Is this the worst campaign in history? It's just. And just over the weekend, right? Like, what? He insulted veterans again.
Yeah.
He called Kamala Harris stupid again.
Yep.
He said
he was better looking than Kamala Harris.
Right.
Yeah.
Ladies,
did.
Do it with me. All the ladies at once. I mean, what the actual. Do we have that, Jody? Yeah,
yes, we do.
I'm sorry to do this to you, listeners.
It's 18.
Okay. Cut 18. Yeah, this is. He did say this.
She said one thing that got me. She said Kamala has one big advantage. She's a very beautiful woman. So I decided to go back and reread the clause. I'm not saying he's, but I say that I am much better looking than her.
No.
I think I'm much better. Much better. I'm a better looking person than Kamala. No, I couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman. I'm going, huh. I never thought of that. I'm better looking than she is.
No.
Okay. Oh my God! Stop saying that because it's untrue.
Jody, I'm gonna lose a few more pounds because I just it keeps coming up right here to this point in my neck. I mean, he's just lost. This campaign is lost.
Yeah.
And then, did I see this right? Are they walking around with little like J.D. Vance? I don't know what to call it. Man batter cups. Like
it's, what?
Have you seen that?
No.
I don't know if it's some joke about IVF. I don't know what it is.
Oh yeah, I did see that. That's gross.
It's disgusting.
What, Republicans are walking around with?
I can't say the word because it's too dirty. Yes, it says something J.D. Vance, like family, and it looks like a cup of, you know, the stuff I haven't seen in a while.
Can you say?
Chris.
why are you looking at me?
Presumably you've seen some. Anyway.
I have. You drove us into this cul-de-sac.
Yes, she did.
And I can't get us out now. All right. So there's so many things, Jody. So many things.
So many dings.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dings.
Also, they keep bringing up Jeffrey Epstein. This will go down in history as the worst campaign ever. And as I said Saturday night, my dad only won 6 states. So I'm just saying, this campaign, I think, has that potential.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah, we'll see. And there's no Wolfchild on the ticket.
Oh, my God. The other huge news is the Harris campaign hired Mark Elias.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is, again, smartest move ever, right? We have a Michael Jordan statue right over
there. Yes, he's the Michael Jordan.
We just added Michael Jordan to our pickup game. Yeah. So all the stuff that we're worried about, like all we have to do now, as Coach Waltz says, is we can sleep when we're dead, pedal to the metal.
Because
Waltz, what did I say?
Waltz. He's not a dance.
You know,
Stephanie.
Even on the road,
he's
his
not
role
a dance.
Is correcting me.
Well, someone called in and wrote to you.
Yeah,
remember that
hate
nasty
letter.
Email that said, it's Waltz, not Waltz.
Chris, I have a guess the quote for you.
Okay.
It's right here.
Okay.
He's so excited, Jody, about me being this close to him all week.
All week long.
Oh, my God.
Girls.
We're like in a cockpit together all week, just like this. Okay.
Penny for your thoughts.
No way. Okay. Who said, why are we voting for rapists? Why are we voting for felons? Why are we voting for conspiracy theorists? Why are we voting for people who love dictators? Who said that?
Jabberjaw.
No, it says it right here. Representative Denver Riggleman. God, Jody.
I don't know.
He is so bad at this. It's right
in his face.
Yeah.
Right? As I'm going to be all week.
Great.
We're probably going to, by the time we get back in the studio in L.A. next week, we're going to be the Bickersons. I'm so sick of you. Oh, my God.
You know who's right next to me in the hotel?
Who?
JoJo from Jers.
Yay.
She's in the room right next door.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so I can hang out with her.
We've been hanging out with her. She's She is just a big ball of fun and love.
Yep.
Oh, I sent her, because, you know, she did pictures from backstage. She was hanging backstage with us, a sexy liberal. And they are so mean to her online. That's how you know she's really effective. But I sent it to her. She tweeted about sexy liberal, and someone tweeted back at her, like, oh, are you going to hit the mobile abortion van, ho-ho?
Huh?
Spelled
what?
H-O-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I told her I'm going to, first, that's what I'm going to call her for the rest of the week, is ho-ho. Ho-ho.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets the worst stuff tweeted at her.
She was like, LOL, yeah, totally hitting up the mobile abortion. And I said, by the way, if you like, you know, the P word, you wouldn't need it. I'm just saying. Just come for a dip in the lady lake.
Yeah.
So what else? Oh, my God, there's so many things. I can't remember all the things.
All the dings?
This is cool. Okay, so we have our credentials.
Right.
Don't show
Chris,
them.
Chris turned his around, Jody, and I, you know how spazzy I am. I put mine away because there's like a barcode where there's literally like all of your information. So like Secret Service just looks at you and goes, good morning, Miss Miller. And you're like,
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they know exactly who you are they come up to you. It's the craziest thing.
That's freaky.
Big Brother is everywhere.
Yeah.
You're like a supermarket item. You could just be scanned because all of your information is
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. But it's necessary because of the times we live in.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. But so they're saying, like, be careful. Don't get your picture taken with it, or, you know.
Yeah,
or
and post it on social media because they can. We probably shouldn't give that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops. Sean, you can just edit this part out.
Right, yeah, it's not live. We're not live at all. We're not live at all. It's fine.
All right. All right. Hey.
Yes.
So we have a big, week coming up.
Yes.
And who knows? Who's going to drop
people, by? People drop by all the time. We'll just pull them in and have Steph talk to them as they come by.
The guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money has already gotten us some breakfast meat.
Which, yep.
Mm-hmm. 20 years, Jody, he doesn't know I don't eat meat. But okay, here's a breakfast sandwich with some meat.
It was delicious.
I'm sure it was, Chris. I'm sure
thank,
it was.
Thank you, Daddy Ron.
Yeah. This is how long we've been together, Jody. We were walking here, and I'm like, I have to poo. He was like, okay, I'm back in my grandparent role. And then when I came back, I'm like, I did a boom boom, like a big girl.
Good girl.
I'm ready for the show.
Good girl.
Okay.
That echoed throughout this entire Oops. Hall.
Everybody knows now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay! All right. 20 minutes after the hour, live from the DMC, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. I told the dog sitter, Jody, let Bonnie and Clyde down.
Yeah.
And get them ready for the Dr. Marty spot.
They're not
down
yet.
Oh, I saw Katie Fang tweeted, am I the only one that FaceTimes with my dog? I'm like, no. This is the longest I've been away from them in a while. I'm going to be here all week. I am like, but thank God I left the Nature's Blend.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty much like, whatever. And the Cod Krispies.
Right.
Cod Krispies!
Yeah. It is the best dog food in the world.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it is raw, it's freeze-dried, so that means it's not messy for you.
Right.
Right when you have a dog sitter? It's like no nothing. You don't have to do nothing. Just
no
put
muss,
it in a
no
bowl,
fuss.
Right?
Yeah.
Pantry safe, shelf stable, raw, freeze-dried, made of all superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes. I wish I could have had that this morning instead of whatever that...
It
sausage
was
a biscuit thing.
It was delicious.
Ugh.
It was very spicy for Daddy's tummy, though.
Daddy's tummy's older now than since the last convention, too. That's the other thing about dogs. They even have fantastic poops. It's important for dog
Boom
parents,
booms.
I'm telling you, because it's like loose stool is not.
No.
Don't want
no bueno.
No. Okay, 54% off Nature's Blend right now, and a free bag of Cod Krispies. That'll get them downstairs. Their wild-caught codskin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, with all the bad stuff happening in the world today, it is easy to feel overwhelmed, like what you do as an individual doesn't matter, right? But it does. Make good choices and you can make a difference. Here's a great choice you can make right now. Join Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, and the Transgender Law Center. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network.
competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone, your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. That code is STEF25. Learn more by going to CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511wi.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
This is my DNC dance. It's just as bad as all my other ones.
It's very sharp.
Very pointy.
Yes.
And you're next to my elbows. Take that in your spleen.
True blood.
Look, the reviews are already rolling in.
What?
Artie says, Stephanie Miller announcing loudly at the DNC radio row this morning that she had to poo and then came back saying she made a big boom boom. This is the content I live for. You won't find this covered anywhere else.
This is the content you deserve if you can.
Yeah, Andrea Mitchell doesn't tell you.
No.
When she has to, she probably just goes, you know.
Oh, Stephanie.
What? Oh, am I doing ageism?
A little.
I apologize. Okay. Listen, I've had barely any sleep. I might nod off on camera.
Oh, great.
That's my Andrea Mitchell impression. that'll be awkward when I run into her.
You're mean.
Oh, golly. All right, so listen, the lines are open.
Yep.
If you think we are taking calls,
yep,
because we're going to have some dead spots broadcasting this early. There's no one here yet. Yes. Oh, 323-410-0458. Karen in Chicago, I've seen her 11 billion times since I got here Friday night already, and I still can't get enough of her.
Well, did you motorbar
my I smushed my boobs into her so hard.
She'll call.
You know, that should have been pay-per-view.
Yes.
Yeah, that should have been pay-per-view. She'll call in. I'm sure she will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and Victor Shi is a lot taller than I thought.
He's very tall.
So handsome. He was there Saturday night.
He was at the Sexy Liberal Show.
All the influencers. Santiago Mayer, who I haven't met yet, another of the youngins, the stem cells, was there. And JoJo from Jurors, of course, as we were saying. All the influencers, Jody, were there. The party was at Sexy Liberal Saturday night.
It was.
And you can still be there at sexyliberal.com pay-per-view. It was. I just can't thank people enough. And I've never, a lot of those people were so excited to meet each other. They hadn't met yet. And I never met Governor Pritzker. He could not have been nicer and just...
Jamie Harrison looked at me and said, Chris, it's so good to meet people in person that I only see over Zoom. I'm like, aw, you're so cool.
And yeah, Jan Schakowsky and Jill Winebanks will be joining us on the radio show as well. Yep. They were fantastic on panel. It's just all those people are so beloved, you know, not just in Chicago, but across the party. So it was such an amazing, you know, kickoff.
Yeah.
Just as this energy we're going to feel this week. Yeah, let's see. Oh, Dan said, J.D. Vance comparing Kamala Harris to Jeffrey Epstein is a great time to remind you that the Trump campaign is literally flying Epstein's plane around.
Yeah.
It seems like an unforced error to keep bringing up Jeffrey Epstein.
Why do they keep bringing him up?
It just is a campaign of unforced errors at this point. I have no exact clock in front of me, but we'll just...
You're about 20 seconds.
I will spoon myself gently into the heartbreak.
Yeah, here we go. All right.
And we'll be right back. Live from the DNC, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are targeting 16 assembly races and 5 state Senate races in November. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hasselbein says voters are fed up with inaction on issues like PFAS cleanup.
We're letting everybody know that we have a plan in place. There's $125 million that we should be getting out the door to help these communities and the people that live there, and the Republicans refuse to do so.
The Wisconsin Democratic Party says it's prepared to spend millions to get its message out. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Ahead of the new school year, Madison is looking for more crossing guards. We need at least 7 more across the city. Crossing guards typically work 10 to 15 hours a week in all kinds of weather. Usually they're assigned to one specific spot and that is their domain, so you really get to know kids and families. You can even apply to be a substitute and only work when someone's off. Staff say crossing guards are a vital part of keeping the community safe and ensuring kids are protected as they go to and from school. And it's on most families' back-to-school to-do list, haircuts. This weekend, there are free haircuts for students before classes start. JP Hair Design does this event every year, and now dozens of salons participate. It's at the Alliant Energy Center this Saturday from 10 to 4. K-12 students can get a free haircut whether they want a fade, an afro, taper, or mohawk. At the event, they'll also be providing immunizations, have free books, and there will even be a DJ. You do need to make a free appointment ahead of time, though. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll give away more tickets to Wisconsin Dells attractions.
And we'll invite Art Paul up from State Street to do a few songs for us here.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Where the energy comes. America is a hopeful country.
Indeed.
People are excited.
In every one of those groups of thousands, sometimes over 10,000 people, you've seen exactly who we are as America.
Yeah.
People from rural areas, urban areas, of every stripe and size and background. This is who we are as America, and we're all in it together.
Yeah.
And in this campaign, the only way we win is to keep the pedal to the metal for these next many, many days that we have.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. It is...
Go Kamala.
Yeah, right?
I know.
It's your birthday, right? Oh, my God, I can't... Jody, this election cycle is going to just make me cry constantly. I don't even think I'm going to try to stop. Did you see her greeting the dog first at the firehouse?
Yes, yes.
Dogs, no. Oh, my God, that dog could not get enough of her. But it just tells you everything you need to know. Like, she greets the dog first, and the dog's like, imagine Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. Look at her. Look at her petting that dog like a dog.
Like a dog.
She's like a dog petting that dog. She's a dog petting a dog. Has he said that yet?
Not yet.
We say jokes, and then...
And it happens.
Right.
Yeah, so you just ordained it to be great.
But, oh, my God, it's just her talking to kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, like, kids and dogs know.
Yeah. They do.
You know, and the little girl with the cape, she's like, look at you, you wore your cape, and I forgot my cape, and oh my God, these little kids are just like they were with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my, and have you seen the montage of babies crying when they're around Trump? baby out of here. That stupid crying baby out of here. Is that next? Is he gonna punch babies, maybe?
Probably.
Stupid baby. Punch that baby. I'll pay his legal bills. I was saying,
break the baby punching portion of the campaign.
I was telling Chairman Harrison, I think that J.D. Vance's next, like, his door knocking campaign will just be going door to door calling every woman in America a whore.
Yeah.
Just, hi.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're a whore.
Hi, it's J.D. Vance, also, and as is your mother.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. I'm J.D. Vance.
We should probably address the lights.
Oh, we should explain.
Yes, you need
just
to.
Because you think you or I are having a stroke. This is not good over 40 lighting.
Yeah.
Because even my lying age is a little bit over 40, yeah. Jody.
Right.
But
there are LED, like, banners up here, like, showing all kinds of different advertisements.
Yes.
Right now it's blue, so we kind of look normal, but sometimes there's an orange one.
Yeah,
it makes us
nice.
Look pink. And there's a bright white one, and so that really washes us out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that changing light
thing is.
It's
like a scary movie. It's the lighting keeps changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I apparently ordered a Kerry Lake filter for this week. It has not arrived. So I may just Vaseline that at some point because Mama hasn't had much sleep.
Yeah. You got a little schmutz.
Very early. Mommy looks like she's been rode hard and put up wet. Ooh.
Well, you can find some strange while you're here.
Oh, goodness gracious, Christopher.
Too old.
What?
all right, so 323-410-0458. We are taking calls
yes.
in case
mm-hmm.
you thought we weren't mm-hmm. because, like we say, it's very early. We'll probably be getting guests later.
Yes.
There he is. Ron is over there, like, poised like a cougar to tackle.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have Christine Pelosi on.
Yes.
Christine Pelosi tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, Governor Terry McAuliffe's plane was canceled, unfortunately, so he was going to be today, but he'll be with us later in the week.
Yeah, everything is kind of fluid. That's the way these things are.
Yes, that's a good way to say cluster F. It's very fluid.
Yeah.
Well,
and security is, like, insane getting in
yes.
here.
Yes, so.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Just to get into our hotel, we had to walk, like, 47 miles.
Yes.
And for some reason, up a lot of escalators with our luggage that were not working.
Right.
So yeah. I was like, oh, that's a nice... All right. Well, I'm getting my exercise.
And Chicago's known as the city that works.
And Chris has already been to the gym, like, 13 times, and we've only been here a day.
Only twice.
Just because, you know,
Did he actually say to you, Jody, make sure you get my arms on camera?
Yes, he did.
Really? And you think I'm the vain one?
He did say that.
How can you miss your arms?
I'm sorry.
I don't usually have to sit this close to this giant rock'em sock'em robot block of muscle. It just emanates like heat and...
Heat and protein.
Heat and power life. All right, we're going to give you one more chance.
Okay.
This is a guess the quote.
All right, let's do
from this.
From this,
it's right here.
Okay.
Let's put that
we're
right
doing
in
it.
Face. Right, this, it's right here.
We're doing it.
Okay.
Good luck, Chris.
Thanks.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
I know. I'm counting on you.
We look like
too.
We're an airplane. Good luck.
We're all counting on you.
Seriously. Don't call me Shirley. Don't call me Shirley.
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important.
But that's important right now. Mm-hmm. Hospital, what is it?
Okay. Who said every time he opens his mouth at these rallies and press conferences, he sounds kind of boring? I know you're going to guess Jody Hamilton, but that's not it.
Okay.
And he looks small. Now Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have stolen the show. They're shrinking Trump down to the aging, confused, boring, rambling Donald Trump he really is. Who said that?
Mighty Mouse.
No, it says it right here, Jen Psaki.
Oh, okay, she's good.
She's very
good. I hope I run into her, Jody. She's my second favorite redhead after you.
Well, she's an actual redhead, I think, not like I am.
I love her so much. We used to have her on the show back in the day.
We did,
right?
When she was an Obama surrogate.
Totally going to tackle
mm-hmm.
her
yeah.
if I see her. Okay, we'll see how we do. yeah, we were saying this, the security, it's like a... Mouse maze meets like
I don't know how yeah. many magnetometers we've already
yeah.
walked through.
Well, and there's all different credentials. Like we have, you know, the radio nerd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there's arena credentials.
And there's right. a Secret Service credential.
Yeah, and we have to share because, you know, we're just radio nerds. But didn't the publicist say that to us once? You have to understand how far down the totem pole radio actually
yes.
is. Yeah.
But luckily, the DNC still helps us out.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Yes. Even though we're not influencers.
No. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's all like TV and social media now.
Right.
Like radio. Do they still have that?
Yeah. Been asked that a couple of times.
My snort's not working.
Uh-huh.
Still
yeah,
working.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. yes. Well, hold, please. I'm looking at notable tweets.
Okay.
Because I don't think I missed anything. I was up most of the night, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my insomnia, my body clock is like a schlep car now after the tour. I was up partying with my nephew till 2 a.m. and Angela D. Shelton of the
Detroit Sheltons.
Correct, in case you thought it was a different one.
No. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. There's some breaking news. Phil Donahue died.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That, you know, can
I'm
I
sorry.
Say, he is obviously a liberal icon.
Yes.
And... that was, you know, before we started bitching about Andrea Mitchell and
right.
Katie Turr. He was fantastic on
yes.
MSNBC.
He was.
As you remember, he should not have been canceled.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had, and they tried to say it was ratings,
mm-hmm.
but because he was against the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Right.
And he got canceled, and, you know, it was one of those things where you go, it was not, they try to spin it that, oh, his ratings must not have been good, and that was not the case.
No.
I believe I got to meet him once. I'm so old, I don't remember, but he was super nice.
Yeah.
Where was it? I don't know.
You're in Chicago?
Oh,
probably.
I remember he's married to Marlo Thomas.
Yeah, he is married to Marlo Thomas.
Girl.
Yes.
That girl. You know that girl.
Uh-huh.
That girl.
And Marlo Thomas has been on quite a few times, and you
right.
kept asking her about
yes.
her husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I remember.
And she steered it back towards...
Donald.
She steered it back towards
Daddy.
St. Jude's.
Uh-huh. What? That was my Marlo Thomas.
Yeah. She always steered the conversation back to St. Jude's. She was a pro.
She's very good at that.
That's true. I just remember one time she was on one of my flights many years ago, and we were waiting at LAX for our bags, which, as you know, can take, you know, three to 4 years.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're flying from. Generally, it's always longer, you know, to wait for your bag than the flight was, even if you came from,
mm-hmm.
like, Tahiti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I just remember, so we were all waiting, you know, as cobwebs and, you know, the seasons were changing,
mm-hmm.
cobwebs were growing, hourglass. She had, of course, you know, people with her, but her bag came out, just her bag on its own thing.
Oh, they have a celebrity?
Yeah. I just never forgot
plane?
That. I was like, how do you, and they just got it and whisked her out of there when we were like, how did Marlo Thomas get, she had a everything, cart and a.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's,
good for her.
That's what you use your fame for, that and the children. See, she works for the children at St. Jude's,
at
but
St.
I'm
Jude's,
just saying.
Yes. Because her dad started St. Jude.
That's why I
yes,
don't
he
begrudge
did.
her separate carousel. I mean, I'm obviously a little grudgy.
You've held that grudge for how long?
Oh, my God. How long
so
are we
long.
On the runway, by the way?
Oh, here in we landed in Chicago on Friday, and it was raining, and there was a ground stop. So we sat on the tarmac for like 40 minutes.
Chris and I are texting on the plane. We're like, this blows. Oh, God.
Can you say who you sat next to?
Lori Metcalf.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
She is so nice. What?
That's awesome.
She's, yeah, she's super nice. I did try to get her to do
Sex Trouble. Yeah. She tried to book her.
She wasn't even coming into the city. She was going in for an autograph thing. Yeah. But I think she did with Mark Hamill and then was right back out again. Yeah. But she could not have been nicer. I had to ask her about Bobby Kennedy. I said, what do you think
Roseanne.
Bobby Kennedy was thinking that the dead bear cub story would be less weird if Roseanne were in it? And I did ask her, you know, what happened. You know, I said, what? With Roseanne, and she said, well, I thought it was a joke at first, her politics. I don't know what happened. But anyway, she was lovely. Her daughter, apparently, is fantastic on Young Sheldon. My friend knows her. And then her director on The Conners. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had a nice chat. But she was could not have been just the way you'd think she is. She's so cool. She's so nice.
She seems like she'd be cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just a story about someone that I didn't book.
Well,
I just thought I would tell the story.
Well, as I was boarding the plane, of course, Stephanie had boarded first. And she pointed at you know, someone sitting there. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Oh, my, Christopher.
But it wasn't until you said, you know, you texted me about your conversation with Lori Metcalf, and I'm like, oh, that was Lori Metcalf. Okay, I'm not good at spotting celebrities in their natural, in the wild.
I Wanda Sykes was on my flight once, and I also tried to get her to do Sexy Liberal. I'm just like, I'm the patron saint of lost causes. Like, I knew she would say no, but I just thought, you know, it's like, are you kidding me? I'm here to do my own show.
Yeah.
No, she was very nice. Also
good.
But, oh, you know who else was on our flight? Was Tamara of our fantastic Sexy Liberal Partners, GrassrootsDems.org.
Yes.
Who are, you know, of course, here this week. And they're fantastic, like, Get Out the Vote.
Yep.
They were all there Saturday night, all their youngins. They all these, you know, the youth volunteers. Uh-huh. They got all kinds of fantastic folks. So, yeah, it's been a party already. Mommy is exhausted, Jody.
I'm sure you are.
Mommy's so super tired already. It's only Monday.
Poor thing.
Okay. But the big speech is tonight. Hillary and Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, and every night is exciting, right? Yeah. Michelle and Barack Obama. And Thursday night, the Kamala, I can't even imagine what the energy is going to be like.
It's going to be crazy.
By Thursday night.
Yes.
I mean, I'll be a broken down old plow horse that'll be need to be made into glue by Friday morning.
Yeah, but we'll be here every morning.
Yes, you will.
Or maybe an AI version of me.
And then we're going to be out in Schaumburg or something on Friday.
In Schaumburg, with Joe Weinbanks talking about fact patterns and stuff.
Fact patterns.
We were off Wacker.
Yes, we were.
We found out that my condo when I lived here a long time ago.
In the 80s?
Right. When I was a child star.
When you were nine.
Shortly after I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's right next to her condo. The one, it's the condo I bought 6 months before I got fired.
Oh, there you go.
As you do. You're nobody until you get fired in Chicago. I mean.
I wasn't fired. I left.
And then I worked.
Yeah. My show was fired.
I worked at McDonald's with Kamala Harris after that.
Uh-huh. Putting yourself through law school?
Yes.
Okay.
That didn't work out either.
No.
I got fired from law school, too.
Huh?
Don't you love the McDonald's story? Do you think Donald Trump is McEffed? I do. I think a McFlurry of voters are going to be going toward Kamala Harris because she's relatable, and so is the coach. What? Was that doughy, that?
Yeah, it was doughy.
That's not really a joke.
No, that should have been.
It was just an observation.
No, you should have left that in the oven.
God, are you going to be this tough an audience all week?
Yes, because I demand
excellence. I don't even have Sean and Jody to back me up. I just have you. Just like the worst audience in the world for 5 days in a row. Look at him. He's like a giant wall of muscle. Just jokes just bounce off him and then go to die.
You've got me and Newsmax as an audience.
God, and Fox is right over there.
Fox is right behind us. Newsmax is right there.
Can I just tell you, in my insomnia, I watched Fox News last night. What's the other one? News Nation or something?
News Nation.
Oh, my God. So much punditry is completely useless. They had like a 20-minute conversation about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's body language. They're like, oh no, she did a little pat, which isn't really authentic, and it isn't.
What?
Like, are you kidding me? Are you just filling time?
That's exactly what they're doing.
There is just, I mean, what are they? Jody, you I think you sent me some salmon. I don't even know what they're bitching about now. Oh, because Tim Walz said he doesn't like spice. Something.
Yeah.
Is that, do we have that one? He said he likes a white man.
Look.
Bonnie's there! Bonnie's mama! I love you so much!
Mommy,
oh, no. Oh, God, don't torture me. Jody's holding Bonnie up on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby. Tell her I had to pretend I was snuggling her in bed to try to sleep last night.
Okay. Hey, baby. I'll let her know.
I didn't know when to get up because I didn't have a tongue in my ear. So that was so Chris had to come do that.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
I do what I can.
Yeah. What was I saying? I was saying something.
I distracted you.
I don't know. Lori Metcalf?
No, that was a long time ago.
Way past that.
No, I was asking for the soundbite, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is it?
The spice one.
Yeah.
The spice
taco one.
The spice taco one.
Fox News is freaking out about because they've got nothing.
It should be, hold on. Oh, yeah, it's number 3.
Okay, here we go.
I talk about it being halftime in America. We're a touchdown down, and I kind of like the idea of being a little bit behind.
I'm looking at Coach Walz right now.
I have white guy tacos and
what is that?
Crab.
Like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota.
Them anymore together. He is so adorable. Did you see him tying the little girl's shoelaces?
Can we please introduce him to cumin?
I love him.
At
I also don't
cumin,
like spice. And I loved when his daughter Hope was, when he said, let's go get a corn dog. And she's like, Dad, I'm a vegan. And he's like, all right, we'll get turkey. And she goes, Dad, that's still meat. And he's like, not in Minnesota.
That's true.
Okay.
I love them so much.
Yes.
So much. I know it's time to break. Stop looking at me like that. It's 50 It's 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, thank God, the protein is travelable because look at it, he made atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
Round. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, this isn't that one.
No.
This is Morning Kick.
This is what's keeping you alive.
Well, and you. We're both
yes.
on, right, the Morning Kick. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I am so going to need this. Mommy's not used to leaving her house. This is a lot.
This is a lot.
My Morning Kick, it's my go-to every morning.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't travel with that giant mug. I have a smaller one.
TSA would have taken that.
That wouldn't have gotten through security.
No.
They'd be like, what is in there?
Yeah.
Is that, okay. Morning Kick is 10 supplements in one. The other thing, when you're packing, you got to remember all your little supplements.
Uh-huh.
Grandma's got a pill box even with the days of the week. I don't know. So this is all in there.
Yep.
So probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. You name it. It tastes great. It helps you feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. We can sleep when we're dead. You need some energy till November.
Right.
RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
There's something funny going on in talk radio. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the
vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm telling you, the sexy liberal show was off the chain, but we stole Credo Mobile's act.
We did.
Many, many years ago.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you don't think you can make a difference. You're just, you're like a little tiny speck.
Teeny tiny.
But you're not. It's America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. Sexy liberal's been doing that for years.
Yep.
Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, you name it. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. You get Violet Newstead answers the phone. You have a brief hold,
uh-huh.
But then they're very,
yeah.
Very nice, right? And you get much more. An easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. And it's so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to credomobile.com and type in the code Stephanie. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for
for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. That's credomobile.com. The code is STEF25, or call us at 877-346-0516. We are back live from the DNC.
Yes.
Chris LaVoy and I, this is just, it's so exciting.
It's a delight.
Chris LaVoy is a delight on the road, Jody. I'll have you know.
In what way?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I'll think of something. Oh, I'm just kidding.
I can't think of a single thing I've been delightful about.
I'm too tired to remember. Okay, he did a fantastic job running Sexy Liberal. He was there all day. I don't know if you saw the set. It looked amazing.
It did.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Everybody did a fantastic job.
I did a little zhuzhing of the set.
Yeah, Chris was there all day.
Yeah.
Did you zhuzh it?
I zhuzhed it.
What did you do to it?
There was a big empty space in the middle. I'm like, we need to fill that.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And they did, and it looked
fabulous.
Great.
Yeah. He's a set designer now, too. Isn't that fantastic? Okay, Bonnie just came down on Jody's lap, mm-hmm. and I got to FaceTime with Bonnie. And
yeah, it was adorable.
Our serious XM engineer's like, oh, my God. That's how I talk to my dogs, but yeah, it's weird. Bonnie's my baby. I miss you so much. I love you most of all the things in all the world, Bonnie. Oh, am I still on the air?
Yes, okay. For a minute.
All right.
Okay.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.